Well, he will certainly be found guilty because the courts, of course, are not free. They have become a tool of the current government. And in almost all of the trials against Muslim Brotherhood members over the last year and a half, there have been not only guilty verdicts, but as you know, well over 1,200 people have been sentenced to death. Now, only one execution has taken place, but the death sentences number well over 1,200. So I think he's going to be found guilty. This has been the mockery of justice that we've seen in Egypt over the last year and a half. Sometimes the defense has not been allowed to actually question witnesses or present evidence. And so this is not a fair, legitimate, thorough due process system. This is, as I said, a politicized court system against the Muslim Brotherhood and against really almost all dissent in Egypt.
The Muslim Brotherhood has come out with a pre-verdict statement denouncing the judiciary as a tool of repression. And they have called for protests on today, Tuesday. What do you think is going to happen? Because if you look at past protests, there's been some kind of violent confrontation.
Yes, I think that's the case. You know, we've seen protests in the past, particularly at sensitive times and so on, and it's quite likely that there will be protests. It's also likely that there will be violence and clashes between protesters and security forces. And as you know, the situation has escalated over the last year and a half because of the tension, because of the violence used against protesters, because of these harsh sentences and so on. And it could be the case that some of the Muslim Brotherhood supporters use violence against the police and security forces. We've seen that also, significant enough to really rock the country. But it's quite likely that we'll see violence, unfortunately, in the coming days.
There's another charge against the former president that is being accused of spying for foreign powers. How is that possible that a president can spy for another country?
Yes, it's not really possible. I mean, the allegations or the claim is that Mr. Morsi's allegiances were not really with Egypt, but were with these foreign powers. Qatar, for example, or Turkey, or Hamas, the Palestinians, and he's accused of passing on sensitive information to the Qataris or willing to provide the Palestinians with some land in Sinai against Egyptian national interests. All of these things are fabrications, figments of the imagination. There's very little evidence, if any, about this.